something is sudden, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Diver, QT6, Ella Mason Blanche. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. He didn't say not any, he said not many. There are few, they're not many. Not many wise men after the flesh. Why? Because the wisdom of the flesh will not let them come in. Not many mighty, because by strength shall no man prevail. Not many noble are called. I'll read something to you in a moment. But God hath chosen. Everybody say chosen. 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 See, God has a choice. If God decides to make the youngest person in your family the greatest, you cannot challenge it. Man can only take away from you what man gives to you. What man didn't give you, he cannot take. He may try, but he can't. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised had God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me give you, let me share something with you. Some years ago, 1985, we were having a seminar, and it was organized for young people. And there was this minister who was invited to speak, and I was also invited to speak. So we were there for the meeting, and on this first day of the meeting, he had the microphone to speak, and he talked and talked and talked. Beautiful talking, brothers and sisters. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. There is a difference between rise up by a man and rise up by God. The two are not the same. The same words, but the two are not the same. When he was through sharing, you see, it doesn't matter what you learn. I was listening. As I listened, I knew that something was missing. What was that thing that was missing? Is the same thing that is missing among many of God's children today. What is that thing? They think they control the Holy Spirit. They have not yielded themselves to the Holy Spirit. I wonder what happens in your cell meetings. I wonder what happens when you go out to witness to people. I wonder what happens when you're out there sharing the word of God. Is there power in what you're saying? Do you understand that the Bible tells us that when Peter spoke, there was an anointing. On that day of Pentecost, the Bible says they were pricked in their hearts. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? The word was powerful. It produced results. There are different kinds. You know, sometimes we give an altar call. You know, I mean, this altar call is not written in Bible. Is it written in Bible, altar call? Is there a scripture that states that when you preach, people must come to the front first? Is there anything like that? No, we do it to make it easier for administrative purposes so that we can find you and be able to follow you up. All right? But let me say this. The Bible tells us that those people were pricked in their hearts and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? The message got to them. Now, that doesn't mean that if someone hasn't received your message, that your word was powerless. All right? Otherwise, the whole world ought to have been born again when Paul preached. But that's not the way. But the point is, there is such an anointing of the Holy Spirit that even if a man refuses to believe you, he would know he had been somewhere. Praise God. He would know he had been somewhere. There can be power. There can be more power in your life. There can be a manifestation of the kingdom. The kingdom you say that you represent. There is a glory about the Christian life. It is not empty. What is your prayer life like? If you do not have the power of God manifested when you're in your closet, it will not be manifested when you're outside. Are you hearing me? If the power of God is not there when you're alone, it will not be there when you're out. But you have to make up your mind to relate more with the Holy Spirit. If you relate more with the Holy Spirit, He will work together with you. The Bible says they went everywhere preaching the word. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. He was there confirming the word. If God puts His word in your mouth, it will work. Can you say amen? Don't learn the word for telling it. Learn the word to live by it. If you learn the word to live by it, when you tell it, it will come with the anointing. Did you hear what I said? Okay, it's very important. Now, right after that gentleman was through talking and he gave the microphone over to me, I was waiting for something. You see, you have to know that there's someone leading you. He may be unseen and unheard by others, but he's more real than they are. When I took that microphone, and suddenly the anointing was present and I began to prophesy. As the word of God was being given in prophecy, the anointing was so much that they were sitting and listening. They began to fall off their chairs while they were sitting. The anointing of God's Spirit is real. Now that gentleman, what he should have learned was something about the Spirit. Many years later, he left the ministry and went into business. Maybe that's where he should have been at the beginning. Why? Because when you keep on experiencing dryness, there will come a frustration. When you keep experiencing dryness of the Spirit, there will come a frustration. Except you learn to cry out to God's Spirit. And you say, fill me. He will fill those who are hungry. Can I have an amen? Amen. Yes, there's some of you have never known what it is to be hungry for the things of God. You just go to church because you have grown up going to church on Sunday. That's what you have known. You couldn't be anywhere else during the service. You have to go to church. That is your religion. But today, God will help you change it. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that gives life. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profited nothing. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. And you are in a world that is very, very dangerous. No one needs to tell you how dangerous the world is now. It has become a very dangerous place to live. Along with all the problems of the world, there are spiritual problems also. A dear lady, a young lady testified of what she did to her brother, her younger brother. She said her own son died. When her son died, she figured it was the brother who made him die. And the young guy didn't touch him. She said it was her brother that made that little boy die. So she went to a native doctor and said, fix me something. My brother killed my son. And they fixed her something to use against her brother. And the brother became mad, roaming in the streets more than 10 years.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, A Time of Change. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned.
Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us in social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now!
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
The This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Devere, QT6, Ella Mason Blanchet. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., Fridays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah. Can I have an amen? There's some of you, you have never known what it is to be hungry for the things of God. You just go to church because you have grown up going to church on Sunday. That's what you have known. You couldn't be anywhere else during the service. You have to go to church. That is your religion. But today, God will help you change it. Jesus said, it is the spirit that gives life. It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profited nothing. The spirit gives life. The spirit gives life. The spirit gives life. And you are in a world that is very, very dangerous. No one needs to tell you how dangerous the world is now. It has become a very dangerous place to live. Along with all the problems of the world, there are spiritual problems also. A young lady testified of what she did to her younger brother. She said her own son died. When her son died, she figured it was the brother who made him die. And the young guy didn't touch him. She said it was her brother that made that little boy die. So she went to a native doctor and said, fix me something. My brother killed my son. And they fixed her something to use against her brother. And the brother became mad, roaming in the streets more than 10 years. And he never knew it was his sister, same mother, same father, who turned his head around, threw off his clothes, and went in the streets. Lost his mind, couldn't go to school anymore, couldn't work, couldn't do anything. More than 10 years, roaming the streets, the sister had put a curse on him. This is the world in which we live. Parents didn't know what was the cause of their son's illness. The son's madness, friends didn't know. Only when the anointing of God was strong and that lady was in the meeting, and she began to confess the evil that she had done. That's the world in which we live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then you as a Christian, you want to walk this world all by yourself without the Holy Spirit. You do not know who has sworn that your family can never be as one. Your son, another direction. Your daughter, another direction. Husband, another direction. Wife, another direction. They will never agree. You don't know what has caused that. You can't tell. You're in a world that is wicked and evil. Several weeks ago, I was praying. The Spirit of God began to minister to me about a curse that has been unleashed on many people in this country. A curse. How that many men and women are being struck by stroke, like an epidemic. But it's demonic. The man is well today. Suddenly, one hand, one leg gone. Probably the mouth too. Just happening and happening and happening and happening. It's a curse. And people are being bewitched by this evil power. Such that even Christians who are ignorant are suffering the same thing. But many of them have their eyes closed, and that's the problem. They have their eyes closed. And Satan does not distinguish between poor and rich, old and young. He will inflict a young person with sickness as he would to an old person. He would destroy a poor man as he would a rich man. No, I saw a very wealthy man carried on both sides. He couldn't move. You look at him, you could see that the man was loaded with some box. And they brought in the limousine and they helped him get in. How honorable is that prosperity? Years ago, I went somewhere to see a man who didn't know Jesus. So I could minister to him. Oh, what a large compound. So many beautiful buildings he had. He said, ushered into the house, got into his room, a large, beautiful room. The whole house well decorated. And there was a man on the bed. And I went straight to him, tried to talk to him. He had not spoken to anybody for 2 years. 2 years. They brought him food and locked the door and left him in there. Until they brought food again. Until someone came to bathe him. The hospitals had given up on him. He was in there. 2 whole years in darkness. All the cars outside were for him. The houses, everything. Large compound, everything. Had a thriving business going on. Couldn't be a part of anything. Satan doesn't know whether the man is rich or poor. If he has a way to enter, he will destroy. Are you in this place? Yes. Don't give your life into nothing. No. Invest your life in God. The Bible says, he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it. But he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Invest your life in God. Tell somebody close to you, invest your life in God. Say to the other one on the other side, invest your life in God. Okay, tell someone behind you or in front of you, invest your life in God. Okay, call your own name and tell yourself, invest your life in God. I said, tell yourself now, invest your life in God. No, call your name. Chris, Bumi, Femi, invest your life in God. Invest your life in God. That's the only way. That is the only way. It is the only way. You are here. Visit the hospital. You will know what I mean. You will see men and women who have children, grown-up children, with their urine on the same bed where they are. They can't get up. They can't move. They're just there. Everything they want to do, the bathroom is on the bed. The toilet is on the bed. The dining table is on the bed. They do everything on the bed. A man reduced to nothing by some evil power there with you. Hallelujah. If you invest your life in God, you will fear no evil. He says, therefore shall no evil befall you. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. He says, with thine eyes shall thou see and behold the reward of the wicked. About you, he says, because you have set your love upon me, therefore shall I deliver you and honor you and show you my salvation. He says, I will lift you on high. That's the reason some people don't understand us. There is only one journey we can make. Some of us are walking in that presence of God. We walk in it. We have only one journey. It is upward and forward only. Finish. I have no other direction. I only move upward and forward in my life. I don't go this way or that way. One way. Jesus. That's it. It is not called ups and downs. Ups only. No, some people don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. No, they don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. But they will. Jacob, I want you to understand this. Understand this. Don't go for things. Go for the grace. The grace of God, yes, on the one hand is defined as unmerited favor, which means that you didn't do anything to qualify for it. But again, it is something that has to do with the presence of God. It is a special something that you cannot see and describe, but you see what it does. When you're surrounded by that, when that thing is in your life and working, the Bible says it makes you that it shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You cannot be barren or unfruitful. Everything you put your hands upon to do turns into success. Sometimes people don't understand it. It is called a blessing. You have been empowered. See, empowered, empowered, empowered to prosper. Empowered. You just keep going. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You just keep going because you know how to get in that flow and you are refreshed in Him.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead, and He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Diver, QT6, Ella Mason Blanchet. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., Fridays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.